Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. That is John Rooney. And if it's Cardinal baseball, if it's baseball, I don't care where the game is, John Rooney's voice is well known to everybody. So, John, a pleasure having you here.
Marty, it's always good to see you. Always nice to be in the Bay Area. It's one of my favorite places in the world, and always enjoyed coming to San Francisco and with some of those good games against Tony La Russa's A's way back when I was with the White Sox.
Boy, it brings back memories, of course, of those games. John, the Cardinals, someone asked me the question today, when was the last time the Cardinals had a season like the Giants are having? You know, close to 100 losses, things like that. It seems that they're one of those organizations, and every year you do it, guys go down and they get guys from the minor leagues and they walk right in.
The minor league system has been unbelievable, Marty, where we bring players up from AAA, and Memphis continues to win, staying up there about 30, 40 games above 500, winning their division early for the second half in the PCL. And we've probably taken 7, 8, 9 players from them and key contributors, and some of them have gone back and forth, but they just don't miss a beat. And when they come up here, Marty, they contribute.
Yes.
We've had some good contributions from Sam Tuivailoa out of the bullpen. And he's gone through some growing pains, but with Weaver, who will pitch this weekend, Luke was a top pick out of Florida State, and he's from DeLand, Florida, and he's going right after batters now. The way we saw him go after batters in spring training 3 or 4 years ago when he caught everybody's eye, and having Jack Flaherty start a game in this series, making his major league debut, there's another fine farmhand that the Cardinals are counting on for many years to come to be a staple in the rotation. And we don't know what's going to happen with Lance Lynn. He's a free agent after this year. But what we do know of Lance Lynn, he is a bulldog contributor.
Yeah.
And you know exactly how he's feeling just by reading his body language pitch to pitch. He's happy with one thing, and if he's not happy with the next, he'll let you know out there. And that's just the type of competitor he is. He wants it to be done and done right. And so that's made it fun to watch. But a team that really hasn't had that big name bopper in the lineup. You go back to 2011. When you have Albert Pujols in the middle of the lineup, and you have Matt Holliday, Lance Berkman, David Freese came back late in the year from injury and was well-rested and made all those great contributions in the postseason, let alone Game 6 with his triple and home run, and then he contributed to the win in Game 7 as well. They don't seem to have that big bopper, the big name. But they do have Paul DeYoung, another minor league contributor, who has hit 20 home runs. And Dexter Fowler has really taken to hitting in the cleanup role, driving in runs and working the count. He's not your cleanup batter that you would think is going to go up there and he'll either hit a home run 10 miles or strike out. He works the count and he gets on base and has an on-base percentage of well over 400 since the All-Star break. So it's a different approach and a different way of going about things. Yet the Cubs seem pretty loaded and they're playing well right now in first place. And I hand it to the Milwaukee Brewers. They made some good pickups and good moves in the offseason and during the season. I think Neil Walker, even though he hasn't hit all that well since they got him from the Mets, he's one of those guys who has been around, and he will be a steadying influence in their clubhouse and their dugout. So it's going to be a pretty good race in the Central, and the Cardinals are just going to have to put on a roll and try to get involved there and hope that maybe one of the wild cards will come out of the Central if Arizona or Colorado can falter in the West.
Boy, great report from John Rooney. Obviously, knows his Cardinals. It looked like the Cardinals were out of it for a while. And the starting pitching, you had injuries in that starting rotation. Alex Reyes went down. Wainwright has gone down. But you don't lose a beat. And the bullpen was terrible. And you still come back and you're still in it here into September.
And there have been some hiccups with the rotation as well. Mike Leake, he got off to a great start and then was not pitching that well. Had a decent start his last one with the Cardinals before they sent him to the Seattle Mariners. Michael Wacha has been on that roller coaster where he's looked good, and then he struggled for 3 or 4 starts, and then looked good for 2 or 3, and looked very good in the opening game of this series on Thursday night, as he picked up a victory here at AT&T Park. But when the starting pitchers don't go into the sixth, or at least the fifth and sixth, Marty, you're going to tax that bullpen. And that bullpen, if it falters, then it's very, very hard to try to line up roles. Things were getting lined up when Trevor Rosenthal was saving games. He was back to his 100-mile-an-hour fastball, a good hard-breaking ball, good changeup. He had it all working. And now he's going to have to rehab because of Tommy John surgery. So again, that fouled up all the roles in the bullpen. But enter a young Ryan Sheriff, another farmhand, a left-hander who comes up and has looked good in his first few outings. Brett Cecil was really bad when he got started this year, but he's come on. He's pitched better. And we've had great outings and performances by Tyler Lyons. Good hard breaking ball, changing speeds on his breaking ball. And this guy's a veteran. He's out of options, and it's either pitch for the Cardinals or let him go pitch somewhere else. And right now, we like him wearing the birds on the bat. But the bullpen is starting to line up a little bit. And, you know, in spring training, the Cardinals won 20 games because their minor league players were better than the other team's minor league players. As the minor league guys play usually the last four or five innings of a game most of spring training, we're going to see a lot of those developmental players here in September as the rosters have expanded. And I wonder how much of a difference that can make. We'll find out.
Do you like the expanded rosters? There's a movement in baseball to say, well, you know, it's too many to bring up. It's unfair. One team's got 37 players. One team has 28.
I just wonder, Marty, if you should put 25 or 26 guys on an active roster game by game. Expand the rosters where you can bring them up in September. But for the game itself, maybe 25 or 26. Maybe that would be a fair way to go about it. But everybody has the same playing field now. You can go up to 40. Yeah. And that's just the way baseball has been played, and I know a lot of fans like seeing those minor league players, and if the fans like it, then they should be able to see them.
Well, the fans do dictate what's going on. The three true outcomes: you walk, you strike out, or hit a home run. What happened to putting the ball in play and seeing defense?
Oh, I'm with you on that, Marty. I think launch angle and exit velocity, I think that's all fine to talk about, and it's great to see on the highlight shows, and it's great to read about and talk about it on the radio, but it doesn't win you that many games if you can't get people on base, advance runners, and then make the plays in the field. We still see some pretty good defensive plays, though. And I like the good young talent that we have coming up all over baseball. There are some big names. I mean, what Bellinger's doing down in Los Angeles, and DeYoung, what he's doing. And I remember a young Brandon Crawford when he came up with the San Francisco Giants. We took one look at the way he was patrolling shortstop in the middle infield and thought, this guy is a real player. He still is. And I think we're going to have a lot of young guys who are going to develop into that kind of player and be a very steadying influence for this game. But I still believe you have to move runners along. You have to do some little things to go along with those 475-foot-plus home runs.
You know, it is amazing watching the Cardinals. And John Rooney with us, you summarized it so well. These players come up and they contribute right away. So I ask, who's the manager at Memphis? Who's the farm director? Who's the scouting director? Because the Cardinals may do the best job of anybody in baseball getting people ready for the big leagues.
Well, Stubby Clapp has done a great job in the Pacific Coast League there at Memphis, and he has managed whoever he has on the roster for that day. And we got a fellow named O'Neill from Seattle in a trade from Marco Gonzalez, real home run hitter. And from what my friends in the Arizona Fall League tell me, he could be the left fielder for the future for the next 10 years with his power, and he's a pretty good outfielder. So I'm anxious to see him at some point. But Gary LaRocque, who was with the Dodgers, was with the Mets, he was an educator before he got into baseball. One of the most positive people I've ever met in my life, and that positive outlook and the positive reinforcement he gives the players, his staff, and all of those teaching the game. And it goes back to George Kissel as well. Way back when, George Kissel has helped develop so many minds in baseball. Joe Torre was influenced very much by George Kissel. So many people have. He has taught so many managers and coaches. It's unbelievable. And George has been gone a while now, but his influence will live on, I think, forever, because he had a way of getting his point across, very basic things in baseball, simple things teaching the game, how a pitcher should grab a baseball if he's out of control on a comebacker, hold the ball to his ear like he's listening to it just to get that balance, and then take a step forward to make a throw to keep from airing one into center field on a double play. Little things like that, Marty. That's just an example of hundreds of things that he got his point across. And you can't go out there and hoot with the owls if you want to soar with the eagles and things like that. He was a great influence on a lot of people, and to this day, Mark DeJean down in the minor leagues does a great job of getting the point across. We have good managers, good pitching coaches. The hitting is uniform throughout the organization on the way they want to go about helping these young hitters with their styles and how to approach some situation hitting. And in this day and age, Marty, you know, it's a work in progress at the major league level because so many young guys make it to the big leagues so fast. But it's how much they can retain, how much they can adjust to see how long they can stay here. And I think we're going to see a number of them stick around because the talent is at a very good level.
Well, baseball loves it. You're old at 30, 31, you're done. You're over the hill. Used to be a free agent at 30. You had 5 years ahead of you. You're a free agent at 30 now. They don't want to touch you. So that's the way baseball is. It's a young game. They want to have fun, and that's what baseball is marketing. Mike Matheny, is he on the hot seat at all? I think there were some rumors earlier in the year that maybe that he would be let go.
No, I don't see that, Marty. I don't feel that. I don't sense that. They had some changes to the coaching staff earlier this year, and I just don't get that sense at all. Being around Michael Gersh, who's now the general manager, and John Mozeliak is the president of baseball operations, I think they're pretty much on the same page. And Mike goes about his business the same every day as when he caught. And he caught here in San Francisco when his career was ended prematurely because of the post-concussion syndrome that really took a lot of years off a very good career. I think he'd still be playing. He's in such great shape. But he's doing a good job of keeping a positive influence going. And we'll see what they do in September. I think with the young guys blending in, with Dexter Fowler much healthier than he has been much of the year, with Randall Grichuk getting his feet on the ground, Colton Wong is coming off a phenomenal month of August, and Giancarlo Stanton will probably be the player for the month of August, but Colton Wong's numbers, aside from the home runs, are not that far behind. He had a really good month of August. So those guys, they're starting to put their games together here at the right time to try to chase Colorado, certainly chase Milwaukee and the Cubs in our division, and a lot of head-to-head games are coming up in the division.
Boy, great. John, someday we're going to see you in Cooperstown. I feel it, that someday you're going to get that Fort C. Frick Award. You do a great job.
Well, that's nice of you to say, Marty, but I always feel like the old Milo Hamilton saying, you know, you're going to go with me to the Hall of Fame, but you got to pay your way in.
The best, John Rooney. John, thanks so much.
Anytime, Marty. Always good to see you.
Very, very good. More coming up. KBR 680, the sports leader.